We're learning Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, continuing what the Shoitrim and the Kayin tell Klal Yisrael before they go out Mechama. So it says in the Mishnah, brings down the Pasuk, V'dibru HaShoitrim Ala'om Leimar, that means we started off yesterday, in the beginning of the parasha, of the parasha of Mechama, that the Kayin tells Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, the Kriyim Yemel Amachom, Al Avechem, Al Yerach Avavchem, Al Tiru, Al Tachpus, Al Tatsapneim. Why? Hashem is fighting for you. That's the first thing. And it says in that pasuk, it says, "Venigash Hakayim Divralam." Now it says, "V'dibra Ashoitim Al Am Leimar." Mia Ish Hashabana Bayis Chadosh. Someone built a new house, V'loy Chanachay, and he didn't move in yet. He never moved in. Never lived there. Yalach V'yashu Beisay. Let him go back home and go into his house. Pen Yomus Bamacham, the apostle says, Ish Acher Yach Nechenu, maybe someone else will take the house first. So the Mishnah teaches us this is Echad Abayna Bayis, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBoka, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOitzrois. It's say if it's a Beis HaTeven, it's not Dafka a house which is your primary residence. It's a Beis HaTeven also if you built a building to store your Teven, your straw, or Beis HaBoka to store your animals, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOitzrois. Any of those houses, you go back as well. Echad ha-boina, ve-echad ha-lekeach, say if you build it, say if you buy it, ve-echad ha-yerush, if you got it in Yerusha, ve-echad ha-shul ha-matana, say if you got it in matana. As long as it's brand new, and I never, brand new for me, and I never moved into it yet, or I never used it yet, then that's a Indian of Agwas Nefesh, and someone else, he dies, someone else will take it before he even gets a chance to even look at it, go move into it, or use it. So then, that's already a reason to go back. And the second condition in the Mishnah in the pasuk is Mi Isha Shenata Kerem Lechiloi. Someone planted a vineyard and he lechiloi. Chiloi is that the first 3 years of a tree that you plant, it's arla. The fourth year is in between. You're allowed to eat it, but you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it, and that's already considered starting to use it. So if you built, if he planted his kerem, but he didn't get a chance to even eat the fruits yet, so then also he would go back. Echad
Anteya
Kerem.
4 years for.
What?
Then he has 4 years for?
That he has, yeah, 3 years technically. Because once we'll see, then there's this in between stage, the year he eats it, the fourth year while he's eating it, we'll see what it is. But right now I'm saying 3 years, there's 3 years for this after he plants it. Echanateya Karam, say if he plants the Karam, Echanateya Chamisha Yiloni Michael, or if he plants 5 fruit trees, Vafiluch Chamishas Minim, even 5 Faminim. Because the halacha is that if you have 5 trees in a certain formation, then that's called a kerem. Rashi, everyone sees Rashi, the picture, that's the formation that has to be, the 5 trees have to be shtayim connected shtayim, va'achas yotze zonov. One comes out as a tail, the Rashi learns this way, other Rishonim learn it's parallel to the other two. This one, akapanim, if it's in a certain shape, it gets the din of a kerem, even though it's not dafka grapes, it's any type of fruit trees. So then you have the halacha of going back for your trees. Echad ha'teyah, say if you planted, echad ha'mavrich. Mavrich is where you take a branch and you stick it in the ground and it comes up in a different place and a new tree grows there. It's mavrich. Echad ha'markev means you take a branch and you put it together with another tree, and that makes this tree refresh and you have a new branch. That's what markev means. Ve'echad alekeach, say if you buy this kerem or these trees, ve'echad yerush, say if you yerush, you get a Yerusha inheritance. Ve'echad shenos la'matana, so I'll give it to matana. Either way, it's still new for you and you never had a chance to enjoy it, then you go back. And the third case is mi'a isha she'eris isha, someone who gave kedushin to isha, but he didn't do nesuin yet. So the halacha is that he goes back. Echad ha'ma'aris is a besula, say if your kala is a besula, ve'echad ha'ma'aris es ha'mono, or it's someone who was married before. Even if it's your brother's wife and the brother died, also you go back for that Shemaris Yavim, even though you didn't make the Kedushin. But it was the brother's Kedushin. Even though while he's Mechama, he hears his brother dies, he goes back for that. Chayzer Ubalay. Kol Elu, Ve'elu, Shaymim Divrei Kayin Ma'archei Mechama, Ve'chayzer. All these, they go to Mechama and they go with the whole army and then they hear the speech and then they return, but they don't return home. They don't mamash return home. They return home once in a while, but they still have to be on call to supply mayim u'mazon to the army and to smooth out the drachim. All these non-combat roles, they still have to be involved in.
The
The following people do not go back. Habayna Beis Shar. If you just built a Beis Shar is like a little booth that they had in front of a chotzer, in front of the courtyard, where the shomer, where the watchman used to stay. That's not considered a bayis regarding this halacha. Or a chsadra, umafeses. A chsadra is usually this little hut that's in front of the house that doesn't have so many walls. It's open hut. It's basically like an overhang over the front door. Umar Peset is like a porch that's used to get onto the second floor as the platform that you use to get into the second floor. All these things are not based dira, and therefore they're not called the bayis. Mashaken, the base of heaven, base of Eitzris, those are full-fledged structures that are royu to be living, even though you're not living in there, but it's royu to live in. Hanateya, another case, we don't go back. Hanateya, arbe iloni meichel, if it's four fruit trees, not five. So only it gets the din of a kerem if it's five fruit trees. V'chamisha iloni srak, and even if it's five, if it's iloni srak, which means trees that don't grow fruit, then also you don't go back. Like Rashi's example is going to have rosin v'shkamim. It's like cedar trees. Trees used for beams, usually big, strong trees, but they don't give fruit. Hamachze as grusha. So someone was taking back his grusha, the lady he divorced. Also, there's no din, even though you make kedushin. You don't do nisun yet. You don't go back. Amana, because that's not new for you. Amana kain gadol, grusha of chlusa kain hadit. All these are isurim. Amana to kain gadol, make kedushin to kain gadol, kagadol make kedushin to amana, a grusha of chlusa kain hadit. Mamzeres v'nasin al Yisrael, mamzeres v'nasin al asut Yisrael, and he make kedushin to them, or bas Yisrael l'mamzev v'nasin. Lo yechayza. All these, they don't go back. The Gemara later makes a miyit for them. They don't go back. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, af aboy nebayis amachoyne. If someone rebuilds his house, means he took down his house, he wanted to do renovations, he took it down and built it on the exact same foundation. He didn't go back. Even though the house is technically new because he redid the whole house, but since it's on the exact same foundation, he would not go back. Sharon was a place where the karka did not hold up levainim well, and the houses usually came down within the 7 years. It already came down. Therefore, that doesn't have a shame of a bias, and if you build such a house, you don't go back. Now, Elu, Shein Zazim Mekaimam, the following don't even leave the house to go to the army. Remember, the other ones, they all go with the army to the border, and there they get the speech, and they go back, and they come back, and they still have to do some things, some jobs, non-combat jobs. They have to do Mayim Mazayin, but there are some who don't even leave the house in the first place to get the speech. They don't leave the house. Elu, Shein Zazim Mekaimam, Bona Bayis V'Chanachai. If he built the house and he's in the first year of living in it, not a karam v'chiloi. He planted a karam and he's in his fourth year right now, where he's the first time he's enjoying his fruit. Hanoisa as a resosoi. If someone marries, is in shana reshaina, he married a arusa, married his arusa, akaren is vimtoi, or he married his vimtoi and he's in shana reshaina. All these don't even leave the house. Shneim says in the pasuk, noki yil abeis shana achas. You should be clean to your house for the first year. So lebeisoi ze beisoi yia ze karmai v'simechas ishtoi zu ishtoi. The pasuk says noki yia lebeisoi noki. I'll read the pasuk over here. Noki lebeisoi shana achas v'simechas ishtoi ashalokach. So we're darshening that it refers to all three. That lebeisoi noki lebeisoi ze beisoi yia ze karmai v'simechas ishtoi zu ishtoi ashalokach lahavi esivimti osho yivama. Ema speaking Maya Muslim Sakas Rakham, they don't give Maya Muslim and they don't fix the roads, they don't do anything, they stay home and they take care of their wife or they enjoy the house for the first year or their care. That's our Mishnah. Zot the Gemara, Tarabanam. Start off saying, Vidibra Shaitim Alaam, Mia Shishwana Bayas Khadash. Tarabanam Dibra Shaitim Yakul Dram Shmaatsma, maybe they are the ones who say it they're the ones who say it. Because when the pasuk says v'yosva shaytrim harei dvarim shalatzman, that means in the pasuk there are three different times that there's what they say. In pasuk beis it says v'nigash krem divar la'am, and what do they say? Shema Yisrael al tekrem ma'ayim mecham al yerech avavchem. Then it says v'dibru ashaytrim la'am miyesh avan abayis chadash or miyesh shanata kerem or miyesh sheiris isha. And then it says v'yosva shaytrim la'adav la'am v'amam miyesh isha yarei v'arach aleivav. Someone who is scared and his heart is soft, yach v'yoshev lebeisav. So since it says v'yoshevu ha-shoytrim, it sounds like the shoytrim are now talking for the first time. So what does it mean before v'dibru ha-shoytrim? So v'dibru ha-shoytrim means that they just, they enhanced what the Kayin said, and they just like spread the word. What does that mean? The Mishum Mechama gave that speech. And Hakeitzad, Koyin Medaber, V'shoyte Mashmiya, the Koyin spoke and said, whoever has a bias, go back. And the Shoyte Mashmiya, the Shoyte spread the word between the whole army. Tanichah, the one Bryce says, Koyin Medaber, V'shoyte Mashmiya. One Bryce says that Koyin's Medaber, and Shoyte spreads the word. But Tanya Yidach, Koyin Medaber, Koyin Mashmiya. Koyin does the whole thing. Tanya Yidach, Shoyte Medaber, V'shoyte Mashmiya, the Shoyte does the whole thing. Omar Bahel Ketzad, Mivenigash, Ad V'dibroi, Koyin Medaber, V'koyin Mashmiya. Which means, from the Nigash HaKoyim Dibur La'om and says Shema Yisrael and Al Tiru Lvavchem Ki Hashem Alekechem Hoylechim Alchem, that was all the Koyim himself. And the Dibur of Yosu, which is Bayis Chodosh and Kerem and Isha, that was Koyim Medaver Shoyte Mashmiya. Me Yosu Ve'elech Shoyte Medaver Shoyte Mashmiya. After the Yosu Ve'elech, there was Shoyte himself and the Shoyte did everything himself. Zot Gemara Vayit says, Mishnah Mir Shabana Bayis Chodosh. Shabana Ashabana Ainli Alei Ashabana Bana. You only see from here that you built the house yourself, that is when you go back. If you didn't live in it yet, you return. If you built it yourself, Lokach, you bought it, the Yarash, or you Yarish it, Nitlo, Matana Manayan, how do you know? Tamaloya Mir Ish Ashabana Bayis. What's the drasha? The extra word Ish. It should have said Mir Ashabana. What's Mir Ish Ashabana Bayis? That teaches us, even if you bought it or you got it from Matana. Now it says bayis. So Ainli Ala bayis, Menayin Rabbis based out Tevin, based out Baka, based out Eitz, based out Eitz. How do you know all these houses, which are basically storage houses or for your animals? How do you know that's also reason to return? Tamalei Asher Bono Mekom Akim, because the pasuk does not say Asher bayis Bono. It says Asher Bono bayis. So Asher Bono means anyhow, anything you built, and then it says bayis. So Ashabana is a Mekom Akim. That's the drasha. Instead of saying Ashabayis Bana, it's Ashabana Bayis, that Ashabana means Masha Mekom Akim. Then we add on the word Bayis. Yochel Shni Marba Afa Boyne Beis Shara Chsadar on Pesach. Maybe you should Marba also the watchman's house and the porch. Those things are not really royal Adira. Tam Leimar Bayis. My Bayis is royal Adira. I've called a royal Adira. Only things that are royal Adira are included in this halacha. Rav Lezmi Yaakov Eimer, Bayis Kimashmoy, he argues. He says, no, bayis means a bayis, not a bayis hatava, not a bayis bakar, only a bayis. It says in the pasuk that bana bayis chosh v'loi chanochoi. So it doesn't say v'loi chanach, v'loi chanochoi. It's like a meat, only this one. V'loi chanochoi, prat le'gazlan. It's common la'fuke, if someone steals a house, then he does not go back for that. Frank the Gemara, le'ma, to look at v'yis ha'glili. Dear v'yis ha'glili, ha'omar, basically says in the next Mishnah, that ha'yori v'arach ha'leva means that Zeh Mesiyari Ma'averis. They announced anyone who was scared because of his Averis, he should go back. Now, if this guy stole a house, so forget about the house. He has to go back because he should be scared of his Averis. Ha'amah Averach Alev of Zeh Mesiyari Ma'averis should be Yodai. So, Gemara filled him with Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Kulayin to Ovah Tshuva. He did Tshuva. For Yav Dome, he paid for it. And still, the Chiddush is you don't go back. Frank Gemara, Yoch, why not? Yoch, he bought it, Lamaisa. But Lahad, he should go back for his house. No, Kivin the Mekarim Darz Zelos. Since he first stole it and then he paid for it, Liade Loi. Since the Darz Zelos Liade Loi, he does not go back for that. That's the Miyat of Lechanochai that a Gazlan means a Gazlan who paid for it. He does not go back for his house only if it was bought legitimately without stealing it, and that's when he goes back for the house.